Hey, good morning, my friends. Skip here. March 12th, 7:43 a.m. We sprung forward last night, so I lost an hour of sleep, but that's okay, because you will hear some ambient noise in the background. That, my friends, is the Gulf of Mexico. My wife and I left, as I had mentioned earlier, we are taking a vacation, just her and I. Been wonderful. I love my children, but I'm 57 years old, so it's nice to sit here and listen to the wind in the ocean. So hopefully that won't be too distracting. One of the things I really like to do is I like to just leave the door open and listen to the ocean. And my wife's asleep in the next room, so hopefully the ambient noise won't, you know, she won't hear me talking and wake her up. So we're here for the rest. That's for sure. So, you know, as we're coming down to the Gulf of Mexico, I'm thinking to myself, and I'm thinking to myself right now, as a matter of fact, how difficult it is to unhook from your life, how difficult it is to sort of disengage. And I don't mean in a negative way, you know. I think it's okay to escape on occasion, as long as you're dealing with your life. But I mean just to, you know, not fight every battle, to not have to achieve everything, to just be. And I was thinking to myself yesterday as I was driving, and we drove down, how much we fight, you know, sort of internally, externally, how much we struggle to pay the bills, to raise the kids, and how many years I've been doing those things. And there's certainly things that are important, you know, living life, fulfilling one's obligations, doing the best one can is very important. But we're here, and we arrived yesterday in the afternoon, and it's a Sunday morning. We're here till Friday, which is a very long time for us. And then we'll drive back Friday morning. Probably arrive at home Saturday evening, but I'm determined on this trip to unhook a little bit. Even in those times when, over the past 3 years, I had been laid off from my job because of the pandemic, things like that, there was always the concern for the next thing. You know, what I'm looking forward to, and what I hope to update you on as this week goes by, is my attempt to just be present in this moment, be present to my wife, be present to this ocean you hear in the background, to, you know, relax, let my diet go just a little bit for a little couple days, and just be, you know, just be here. Because, friends, you and I, and I think every human being, we're so busy living life, we forget to live life. We're so busy being busy, we forget to just be. And so my goal for this week, and I'm going to update you as often as I can, is that being able to just be present. I can tell you that it's difficult. I've been raising children, you know, to some degree, since I was in my teenage years, counting my sister, my niece, my daughter, my sons, about 13 years old is when I really began to care for other people, have other people depend on me. I'm 57. You do the math. So what I'm trying to do is just be here now. And I hope that for you today. I don't have a whole lot more to say this morning. I just wanted to touch base. As the week continues, I'll try to get some more serious, in-depth podcasting done. But for today, I just wish for you the calmness that I'm feeling right at the moment. And have a great Sunday, my friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.